For this Monday, October 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevon Rebin reporting. MSD of North Posey is having a public hearing for the collective bargaining negotiations process today at 3 o'clock in the district conference room. Public testimony regarding teacher compensation is welcome. Electronic participation will also be available through the MSD of North Posey County YouTube live stream, and the chat feature will be enabled during the meeting. Posey County Probation is currently hiring, with two openings available for the role of probation officer. One position is open immediately, while the second will begin on January 1st of 2026. The job involves supervising adult clients, conducting investigations and assessments, and working closely with the courts to enforce conditions of community supervision. Officers will also perform drug testing, field visits, and maintain communication with treatment providers and legal representatives. Applicants must have a bachelor's degree that is preferably in criminal justice, social work, or a related field, and be at least 21 years old. Strong communication skills and a belief in behavioral change are essential. The salary follows Indiana's minimum salary schedule for probation officers. Applications are being accepted through October 17th. You can apply online or send your resume, cover letter, and three references to Chief Probation Officer Michelle Fortune in Mount Vernon. Starting today, the Indiana State Police is opening applications for its 90th Recruit Academy. Prospective Indiana State troopers must apply online by January 11th of 2026. Applicants must be U.S. citizens, age 21 to 39, with a valid driver's license and meet vision standards. They should also be high school graduates and fulfill additional requirements like college credits, military service, or law enforcement experience. Recruits will receive benefits such as a take-home patrol vehicle, uniforms, health insurance, and a lifetime pension. More details are available online or by contacting ISP Recruiting at isp.in.gov. In sports news, on Saturday, the North Posey boys tennis team won their sectional 10 championship match versus Central 3-2. The Vikings won all three singles matches. North Posey's season record is 17-3, and they play in the regional tomorrow evening at 4:30 against North. The match is also at North High School. If the Vikings win Tuesday night, they would play the winner of Gibson Southern and Castle for the regional championship on Wednesday. Tonight, boys soccer sectionals get underway, and the Mount Vernon Wildcats play the Bossy Bulldogs at 6 o'clock in the first round of the Class 2A Sectional 32 at Heritage Hills High School. The Wildcats have a record of 2-15, and the Bulldogs are 0-11. The North Posey Vikings boys soccer team takes on Forest Park this evening at 5:30 in the first round of the Class 1A Sectional 48 at Tell City High School. The Vikings' record is 6-7-1, and the Rangers are 7-8. In other local high school sports tonight, North Posey JV football is at home, taking on Forest Park at 5:30, and Mount Vernon JV football is also at home as they battle Heritage Hills at 6 o'clock. North Posey volleyball welcomes Princeton for a 5:30 JV match and a 7 o'clock varsity match. Mount Vernon volleyball plays host to Harrison as a JV contest is at 6, followed by the varsity at 7:30. Coming up this evening at 5:30 here on Posey County Radio is the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show. The Mount Vernon Show is on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The Wildcats lost last Friday at Heritage Hills 69-7. Mount Vernon is now 4-3 on the year, and they play at Washington this Friday. The North Posey Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host. The Vikings won last Friday at Forest Park 42-7 for their fourth straight win. North Posey has a record of 6-1, and they play Heritage Hills at home this Friday. In professional sports, in the Major League Baseball playoffs tonight, the Chicago Cubs play Game 2 of their National League Division Series at the Milwaukee Brewers, first pitch at 8:08. The Cubs trail the best-of-five series 1-0 as the Brewers took Game 1 on Saturday 9-3. Left-handed pitcher Shota Imanaga makes a start for Chicago, and left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby pitches for Milwaukee. It was Week 5 in the NFL yesterday. The Indianapolis Colts breezed to a 40-6 win at home versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor rushed for 3 touchdowns, and quarterback Daniel Jones went 20 for 29 passing for 212 yards and threw 2 touchdowns. Indianapolis improves to 4-1, and they play the Arizona Cardinals at home this Sunday. The Tennessee Titans got their first win of the season as they squeaked by the Cardinals in Arizona 22-21. Tennessee outscored Arizona 16-0 in the fourth quarter and got a 29-yard field goal from Joey Sly as time expired for the win. Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward was 21 for 39 passing for 265 yards and threw 1 interception. Tennessee wide receiver Calvin Ridley had 5 receptions for 131 yards. The Titans are 1-4 on the season, and they travel to the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals lost their third straight game as they got beat at home by the Detroit Lions 37-24. The Bengals' record is 2-3, and they take on the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday. The Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers were on their bye week yesterday. That's news and sports for this Monday, October 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.